With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Anyway, let's bring in Rita, the NFL chick. What's up, Rita?
Good evening. That's a song. That was the song back in the day, though, Jeremy.
Trust me. When this song was brought up, also, Young MC Bust a Move, and
yes.
And I know you brought up D Light, Groove Is in the Heart, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong. Was that Q-Tip's first appearance in a song?
You mean like a non-hip hop song? Probably.
See, I just thought that was maybe even before the Tribe Called Quest had their own album.
No, because that came out in the 90s. That came out like 90 or 91. And
really?
So
I was thinking 80s. All right.
Tribe's first album, I want to say that came out in 90. I want to say Groovy in the Heart came out in 1990. I'm about to Google it, but
if that's the case.
But they definitely were out. August of 1990, because I was a big fan of, like when he was on the record, I was like, oh my God, Q-Tip. Like I can remember, because I used to be a huge lover of Q-Tip back in the day.
Yeah.
So yeah, by then the first album was out.
Okay. I mean, my timeline's a little messed up. I loved when Q-Tip showed up on the Janet Jackson album. Was the Velvet Rope? It was the one after that, right?
When
she did the Joni Mitchell song. Yeah, it was so good. Anyway, I'm off on a tangent here. We've been talking music most of the night. I did want to talk some football stuff with you. Going back to what happened earlier this week where there were internal discussions about Antonio Brown and then it became the Ravens aren't interested. I'm just like, make a decision and let's move on. Somebody speak up and say, no, we're done, or yeah, we've talked about him. But like, I'd like to have something on it at least.
Right. And that's the problem is like, nobody is closing the door on it. Inside, and maybe that's because they're not fully saying no to the idea. There's that possibility too. There's also the concern of if you do sign him, is he even going to play? Because the league can still investigate him for the allegations of assault and allegations of rape. So do you want to take the risk? Do you not want to take the risk? And it's weird because I'm so over the whole AB thing because I was really a hell no person on it. And I know that AB is a fantastic talent, right? But his antics to me, I'm not really sure if they're worth, you know, the risk, right? And so maybe that's different with Harbaugh and the Ravens for a lot of reasons. One, you know, we know Harbaugh, how he is with his leadership. His cousin plays on the team. He'll get to play the Steelers twice a year. So it very well could be a good thing, but are you willing to take the risk with all the bad? And that's the part that is like, I went from a, oh, hell no, to a no. I don't know if that's a good thing. Like, I'm still on the no part, but I was like a strong hell no, and then now I'm just like, nah, I'm good. So I feel like it's wearing down on me, and I don't like that. I don't like that about me that I'm just like, nah, I'm okay. Because it sounds to me like I could be persuaded to, like, move the needle the other way if somebody gave me a good argument.
Well, I wanted to bring this up with you. ESPN put out their list, and I know it's Aaron Schatz who does Football Outsiders, and he does a good job.
Yeah.
They're another group that's very similar to what Pro Football Focus does as far as creating numbers and DVOA and all the different statistical things you could look at as far as defense and offense. They had the 2013 Seattle Seahawks as the best team of the decade. And here's where it gets interesting to me a little bit. The 2010 New England Patriots were 2. The 2015 Seahawks were 3. The 2012 Seahawks were four, and then coming in at number five is the 2019 Baltimore Ravens. I love the fact that there are teams on here that didn't win the Super Bowl that they said were the best teams. I still think the Broncos team that lost to the Seahawks 43-8, and granted that was an embarrassing finish, they broke records. I mean, they're defensively, they were missing some people in the Super Bowl, and I'm not making excuses for that, but I'm just saying statistically, I'm surprised that they're not on this list. Maybe if they went top 10, they're somewhere in there. But I like seeing the fact that the 2019 Ravens are on there, even though they didn't win a playoff game. They were clearly the best team to me.
They were. And was that Broncos team, the one that lost to the Seahawks, was that Peyton's 50 touchdown?
Yeah, that was the record-breaking year. That was the year he threw seven against the Ravens to open the season.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
we couldn't have a game
here. Opening game? Yeah, I remember that very well.
But I don't know, do any other teams stand out to you? I'm surprised like three Seahawks teams are on here, but I could see how they could grade out with Russell with quarterback efficiency on offense and how good their defense was throughout the decade.
No, I mean, I don't really think that there's another team. I mean, people would probably argue maybe, you can't argue the Falcons. Even though Matt Ryan did have a great year the year that they went to the Super Bowl, I mean, I guess that's an honorable mention, but I wouldn't put them as the greatest team. They still weren't super great defensively, although in the playoffs they tightened up in doing so outside of, you know, the second half of the Super Bowl. But I don't really see anybody else. I think I'm with you. I think that the Broncos team, that record-breaking team was good. We know how dominant they were in the Super Bowl that they won, but Peyton Manning was so bad, and that was the whole Brock Osweiler year where he came in and played for a little while, and then he stunk it up, and then Peyton Manning came back and played, and they went to the Super Bowl. So you can't add that. But what does that say about the NFL? For a league that is, they pride themselves on parity, you have two teams that are on the list essentially, what, five times? Is that what you told me, three for one team and two for another?
Yeah, so there's three teams in the out of the five were the greatest teams of so it was the Seahawks three times, the Pats once, and the Ravens once.
Okay, the Pats was once. Okay. But, like, there's people that would argue with you about, like, the Patriots, right? Like, being that team, that they belong, one of those Patriot teams belong on the honorable mentions list. Because this decade, what, they won three Super Bowls this decade, right? So, like, here we go. Like, so what does that say about a league that prides themselves on parity, that you have one franchise that is always in the Super Bowl, in the New England Patriots, and then the Seahawks that essentially, they were, we know the Legion of Boom and all of that stuff, and we love Russell Wilson, but there was nobody better than those two teams. What about one of those San Francisco teams? No, like, we're not riding with...
I mean, I can see that. I'm just
Jim
thinking
Harbaugh,
about...
49ers?
I'm trying to think about some of the teams early on, because there were... To me, there were a bunch of teams that I would consider great teams that didn't get to the Super Bowl.
Right, exactly.
And that's why I was happy. I mean, the Seahawks clearly didn't win three Super Bowls, so maybe the team that lost to the Patriots might have been, and maybe I'm off on that, it may have been their best team. It's hard to say because I remember being at the Super Bowl when the Seahawks beat the Broncos and just hearing Seahawks fans in New York on that train, that sardine can that we were all on as we were smushed in there. just saying, oh, we have the best defense of all time. And I'm like, I've gotten to the point in my life where I used to speak up all the time where I'm like, I just need this energy. I don't need to waste it on somebody else. And that's, to me, what social media has become, because it takes a lot, or you just have to get me at the right time to get me to respond back to you if you're being an ass.
That's me. That is absolutely me. I have retired, Jeremy, from from debating people because sports fans are too emotional to insert logic into their conversations. And if this does not apply to you, if you're listening, please let it fly, because we do know that there's some that actually do know how to add logic into it, you know. So I don't argue with people, because people will believe what they want to believe because they like that team, they like that player, they like that scheme, whatever it is. And so people are biased. And I've learned that you can't argue against bias. Like, even if you bring down all the facts that debunks whatever theory that they have, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? And so, like, for instance, let's talk about the Patrick Mahomes Lamar Jackson thing. This is a big thing on Twitter, and I don't know why. These young men don't appear to be direct competition, or they don't appear to be the type, you know, they don't seem to be, like, in competition with each other, but the fan bases have created this competition within each other. And so the argument I've seen a lot with Chiefs fans is, you know, had Mahomes played, if he didn't get hurt, he would have probably won the MVP again. He would have had more touchdowns, blah, blah, blah. And so that sounds fine, but you do realize, like, Lamar essentially didn't play almost as many games as Mahomes didn't play because he sat out in the fourth quarters.
Including
he sat out
game.
A whole Steelers game. So I think it combined to, what, 9 quarters or something like that, which is, what, 2 games and a quarter of a game.
Even to your point, though, let's say Pat Mahomes did play and he passes Lamar in passing. This offense broke the rushing record. He broke the rushing record for a quarterback, and his team went 14-2 without him even playing a game. So, I don't agree with that necessarily. I can understand if people say, well, if Pat Mahomes doesn't get hurt, then Lamar doesn't lead the league in touchdown passes. I'm listening to you, but that doesn't all of a sudden equate to that guy ends up being the MVP, right?
No, and again, I'm arguing that Lamar Jackson didn't play. There's games that Lamar Jackson essentially was taken out of because the lead was so wide, they didn't feel the need to play him anymore. And so when you accumulate those quarters, they're almost on pace. So, okay, you can say that, but we can say that too. The counter argument is just as valid as your argument. And so just let it be. He had his MVP moment, Mahomes, last year. He's now a Super Bowl MVP. Let Lamar have his unanimous MVP moment because he absolutely deserved that moment. And so I don't argue with people because if you love Mahomes and you love the way that he plays, I love Mahomes and I love the way that he plays. So I get it. I'm a big fan. But if that is your guy and Lamar is not your guy, you're never going to see the greatness of Lamar. And so, and then Lamar, and same thing, you know, with the whole, like, if you're a Lamar fan, you probably recognize that Mahomes is great because it's kind of hard to not acknowledge that. But then you'll try to say, well, he can't do this like Lamar can. He can't. They're two different players, people. It is okay to get to the same destination doing two different things. And so I just don't argue with people anymore. And I'm with you. Like, sometimes it depends on the day because some days I got time and I will argue. But for the most part, I just keep it moving. I can't do it anymore.
Rita, yesterday, I'm in that boat because, like, I can see when people – every once in a while I'll tell someone, like, here's your attention. All right, I'm leaving. I'm done.
Yep.
I don't. And by the way, I'm one of those guys, I don't block people unless you're totally out of line. If you're being a jerk to me, that's one thing. You say something out of line, then I think I've blocked one person in my entire life, and I've muted 3 other people just so I didn't have to hear it. Like, and the people that I muted, it's because you're negative. All, like, it's just negativity. Everything's something's wrong with something. Like, you look at somebody's timeline, and then they're bitching about a restaurant they went to, and then right below it, they're bitching about another restaurant. So, man, maybe you need to look in the mirror and see who the real problem is. But I caught myself yesterday because one of my least favorite things is when people start posting. And I don't get, like, the whole politics thing. I don't get into it. But when people start posting fake pictures on social media, like doctored photos, and I saw one and I started typing and I went, mm-mm. I felt like Tracy Morgan in Cop Out. I'm like, nope. Mm-mm. Hell no.
Right.
No, no. And then that's what rings in my head. Like, don't do it because you're going to be here all night or you're going to have to ignore someone. The name calling starts and it's like, I'm not going down that path. I'm done with it.
Yep.
So,
It's crazy. Social media is a crazy, crazy place. And if you know how to navigate it well, you said you mute 3 people. I probably have thousands of people on mute.
Well, you got words that you mute too, right?
Oh, I mute words. I mute people, phrases. I mute everything. Like, I don't watch. I've never seen Game of Thrones before. Don't judge me, people, because I just don't get into the medieval time stuff. It's not a Game of Thrones thing. I don't really like stuff in those periods.
You better start watching. Next month, we'll probably have a damn dragon flying over the cities. I mean, what the hell's going on with this? This year's crazy.
I know. This year, and you would think this is probably a good year for me to be like, well, you know what? Everything else is crazy. Let me just watch Game of Thrones. But, like, when it became super popular, I just muted all the names. I don't know these people, and I'm tired of you guys talking about it on my timeline. And I still want to tweet, and I don't want to complain about you guys talking about it because, you know, I can simply log off. So I just mute everything.
See, I saw your, so just for example, a couple different things. Like, I try not to block people because their beliefs are different than mine. Although it's fine. Like, I'm not saying that people shouldn't do that or delete people off of Facebook or whatever, because I just get tired of, I hate when people are posting false information, stuff that's wrong.
Me too.
And I saw your post and I actually went back and listened to it. And I don't think I gave Bomani Jones enough credit for, you know, just some of the stuff he talks about. Because sometimes I thought, you know, I'd listen to him and I'd go, man, I don't agree with it. And then the more and more I listen to it, I'm like, well, open up your ears and actually hear what he's saying. And like yesterday when he went on the Will Cain show and he was talking about the whole thing with Bubba Watson. And look, there are people that are running with this. Like, I told you it was fake. It wasn't a noose and this and that. And there are other people that the picture came out today. And like, honestly, if I would have seen the picture, I'm going, that kind of looks like a noose. Like, you know. And the whole thing that went down, and I loved what Bomani Jones said to him.
Yeah. Bomani is a good friend of mine, and he's one of the smartest people that I know. And I know how Bomani talks to people, and Bomani was being very generous to him. Bomani didn't really get in him the way he could have, because he's such a smart human being. There were a lot of times that Bomani gave him an out, Will Cain, that Will Cain just refused to take. And like on three different occasions in that conversation, he like gave him one to kind of get him to exit out of it, like bow out of it nicely, and he just wouldn't do it. And so that's when you started to get the part where they start to talk over the top of each other a little bit, because, you know, every one of them is trying to make their point. But he's such a smart person. And then when it comes to situations like what we've been talking about with the NASCAR situation, he's probably not the one to have that conversation with. Ironically, Will Cain, who I believe now is moving with Fox Sports, he didn't take that thread down. Even after the picture that we saw today, it's clearly a news, right? Like, I don't think we can argue what that picture is. I ain't never seen a garage pool look like that ever in my life before. Whoa. And so we can't argue that. And yet that thread was still up, which was so funny to me, because I know you really can't be standing by the stance after seeing what you saw. Cause we all saw it. It's a news. There's no arguing that.
But even to that point, let's say they're, you know, cause I saw people showing different types of knots that are tied, and like, I don't know, first glance at it, that's what I would have thought it was, but the FBI did their investigation. They're saying it's not. Okay, I'm listening, but like, I don't know why all the vitriol. Like, people were making they're calling him Jussie Smollett, Juicy Smollett, whatever. They're calling.
Oh yeah, Juicy Smollett. Well, they confirmed it was a news. What they said was it was from last year. Oh, so that's supposed to make us feel better. Yeah. Oh, sorry guys, news from last year. Nothing to see here, which is crazy to me that we're not having the conversation. Like, who put the news there to begin with then? Like, I don't care if it came from last year. Like, are we okay with it? Like, just because it was old, that it's a news? Like, that's the part that I don't get. Like, that's the part that weirds me out about this whole thing. And so, you know, Will Cain he tried to deflect and then tried to make this, everybody's not bad, blah, blah, blah. And you know, look, whatever. But Bomani eloquently explained to him how this, you know, how this looks and how this goes when you try to challenge people about something as blatant as that. And so, again, he gave him a couple of opportunities to kind of exit left, and he just stayed on the highway, and it didn't end well.
So real quick, for people that didn't see it, I mean, Will Cain was basically arguing that because of what Bubba Wallace did, that was going to affect race relations, that, you know, and that there was a, impediment towards it because of his comments. And that's really going to screw it up because he made a false claim where I don't think he saw it. His team saw it. It was reported. They went through the whole process. And then depending on which news outlet you're listening to, I feel like you're getting different information to fit the narrative of whatever CNN wants to do, Fox wants to do, whatever. And then the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. But look, you can make up your own mind by looking at everything. That's kind of how I feel.
Well, the part I think that is, to me, is the craziest part is, like, Bubba Watson allegedly wasn't the one that saw it. Another person that works for NASCAR saw it first. Mm-hmm. And then it was brought to the attention of NASCAR, and then it was brought to the attention of, this is not a Jussie Smollett situation, right? Like, he wasn't the first one to see it. So he didn't report it. Somebody else reported it. And it just so happens to be it was his garage or whatever. But that's the part that's like, all right, I can see if y'all trying to say he's fabricating this story, but he wasn't the one that found it. So how is he fabricating? Are you saying that the other person is in on him in doing this? And why would, you know, that's the part that's like, and then add in the Jussie Smollett part, right? We've been there and done that already. Yeah. Why would he want to go and do that again if you know something like this in this heightened society right now, as heightened as we are in a society with this, would do something like that knowing it will probably be investigated at a high level? That doesn't make any sense to me.
All I'm saying is they do kind of look alike. So it was like initially I laughed when I saw it. But I'm like, that's messed up, man. You know, it's one of those laughs you're like, ah, come on. But anyway, hey, Rita, I appreciate you coming on. I know you had some work last night, and look forward to talking to you down the line as well. So we'll get you back on next week and chat it up. And we're getting closer and closer to baseball, which means we're getting closer and closer to football. So,
Are we going to have baseball? Is everybody going to be healthy? I mean,
we'll find out. They get to be the test run to see what goes wrong for football. It's like, okay, we can't do that then.
Exactly. So.
It'll be fun. But, hey, exactly. Appreciate it as always. Follow her on Twitter, at the NFL Chick, unless she's muted you or blocked you already.
Thank you for always having me, Jeremy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.